When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy, and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 15th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mari. How you doing, Mari?
Hi, Taryn. I am so glad to be back on the live feed update. It's been a minute. I can't wait for us to answer some hard-hitting questions like, who's going out today? What are the scenarios that might happen in the future? And is Triscuit the fancier chip?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait.
Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 71 in the house. 71. 71 yeah. Of these in a row, everyone. So let's talk it through. Of course, we have Taylor and Alyssa on the block. And over the course of the last few days, Brittany has come around to the idea of evicting Taylor. And her and Alyssa have been trying to get Turner on board. Brittany came up with the scheme to try to convince Turner to give Alyssa a sympathy vote so that she could secretly also vote for Alyssa to stay. And then, whoops, Taylor goes. So they are going to continue to attempt that scheme throughout the day here today on day 71.
Yeah, 71 long days of being frustrated that needs like release of sorts. It's amazing that we're here. And I was like, yeah, I'm available for live feed updates again. And it's going to be boring. No, not boring. Not at all. Not with this cast. Yeah, harebrained schemes aplenty. A lot of quick conversations because it was a very late night. It's like, what are the days, Taryn? What are the days now? If yesterday stopped at what? It was almost like 11 when they went to sleep. Like, I don't, what are your days like, Taryn?
I mean, listen, you know, last night they at least went to bed at like a halfway reasonable hour because they were in bed at like one Big Brother time as opposed to 8 a.m. Big Brother time. So that was nice. But yeah, they're starting to get back onto a somewhat regular sleep schedule because of that. Instead of like a morning makeout session, Taylor and Monty had a nighttime makeout session. and it was standing instead of lying down. It was pretty quick. So, you know, it's, we've got that going for us.
Yeah, it's leave it to Taylor to turn these last few weeks into like the ship wars and she and like Twilight. Like it, this is a this is Twilight on Big Brother, y'all. This this is exactly what is happening. Like she's giving us she gave us the Friends storyline with her and Joseph, like the will they won't they of them all, the teasing, the forlorn love when he was on the other side of the wall, missing him, to her tragic despair when he left, to now giving us the enemies to lovers storyline with her and Monty. Like, no, she shouldn't be with him, but her body wants him. It is like, she is the main character. She is the star.
Is this House of the Dragon? How are we watching House of the Dragon?
Yes. Yes. This is exactly what is happening. It's giving House of the Dragon. It's giving young adult fiction. It's giving Love Triangle. And I mean, for those of us with sense of humor who are just like, okay, girl, give us everything and just like chilling, it's funny. For the shippers, they're in hell right now.
They're drowning. They're drowning right now because their ship is gone. Yeah.
Yes. They're in shambles. But it's been very interesting to say the very least, I guess.
All right. Well, let's get to it here. There's not a ton really from the day. Again, it's a lot of like little conversations, little bits of like, hey, we'll do this, we'll try this. Alyssa is eventually going to talk to Turner and ask him if he's still voting to keep her. And remember, Turner had said to Brittany that he was going to wait until Wednesday night to let Alyssa know that he was voting her out. And here we are, Wednesday night. She's asking him, are you voting to keep me? And his response is, yep, keeping you up. Yep, keeping you for sure.
100,000%. 100,000%. Fire.
You shouldn't even be talking to me. You should be talking to Monty or Brittany because they're the ones that you need to convince. So, yep, definitely keeping you.
Don't ask me anymore. She's like, I don't want to annoy you. Don't ask me anymore. I'm keeping you.
She says, well, oh, that's good to know. You know, at least I won't go out unanimously. He says, nope, you're not going to because I'm voting to keep you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said it very flat too.
All right. It's weird because like she hasn't been able to even pitch to him at all because he refuses to admit that he's not voting for it. But here we are Wednesday night and he is adamantly still saying, not going to vote you out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was very interesting because like you said, we thought he was going to finally tell her, but he keeps saying she has my vote. She has my vote. So watching, I'm kind of like, I'm so confused. But also when you actually watch their conversation, he's not giving her anything. It's certainly not how she relays it to Brittany. You know what I'm saying? It's Turner's. We've been watching Turner long enough now to know that when he just starts busting out the catchphrases, it's like a almost like a defense mechanism to just kind of be like, you know, yeah, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, sure. So like I felt like he was lying to her, but I also was like, I kind of really want to know what is happening. Like, please talk to the cameras, Turner, please. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alyssa's going to talk to Brittany afterwards. She says, look, Turner's telling me he's voting to keep me. It's Wednesday night. You told me he was going to tell me Wednesday night. Here we are. He's still telling me he's keeping me. And Brittany's like, wow, I don't understand. I'll go talk to him. I'll see if he's going to tell me the same thing. We'll see. We'll cross reference here. We'll see if what's happening. In the meantime, Alyssa's going to talk to Monty and come back to Brittany again. Basically same sort of thing. Like, Turner's telling me he's going to keep me. Are you going to keep me? Well, we'll see. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter. Brittany's going to go to Turner. Brittany says, hey, Turner, does she know that she's leaving yet? And he says, no, no, I'm very, very adamant about not telling her. And she says, okay, all right. I just, how should I handle the whole situation? Like, should I just tell her that I'm voting her out? Like, you know, like, what do you think I should do? Turner's like, I don't really know. Like, I already know that if I don't vote for her, I'm not getting her jury vote. She already told me that. Like, she even told me that, hey, you know, I'm not even going to be friends with you if you vote me out. And this was a funny moment because Brittany goes, oh, no. And Turner's like, Brittany goes, no, yeah, she's going to hate you if you vote her out. And Turner's like, oh, like Turner absolutely expected Brittany to say, oh, no, she'll get over it. It's fine. It's a game. And she then hits him with, no, no, she's going to hate you. She said it would be worse than Kyle. And he's like, whoa.
Yeah, which is so weird here because she's like, she said she'll never vote for you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? She calls you her best friend. And if she goes out because you voted her out, I mean, that's not good. She's like, I don't know. Is that good for your game for her to be mad at you on the jury? Like, I mean, I don't understand why you shouldn't give her a sympathy vote, but I'm not pushing, you know, I'm not like Brittany, how not to be a mastermind 101 here, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Turner, if he told you that her original threat, like, oh yeah, she told me originally that she wouldn't be friends with me and that kind of made me mad, why would you think doubling down on that would then make him flip his vote back? Like, it was just so many wrong decisions in this conversation. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, you know, he's just like, ah, man, my jury management is tanking. And she's like, yep. And he's like, well, I just have to do what's best for my game. And, you know, it's frustrating to hear that from her. And I'm just going to tell her I'm voting for her. And then in my goodbye message, I'm going to tell her I'm voting to keep her. And then in my goodbye message, I'm going to have to explain to her that obviously I can't vote for her. I can't vote against the house at the final five. Duh.
Oh my God. Who does that? Who votes self-interestedly
against the house at the final five? What?
What? Oh my gosh. And it's just the funniest thing to me here, because if Brittany, you had pointed out earlier in the week, if Brittany and Alyssa, maybe both of them approached Turner in a completely different way, they could have probably flipped him. They truly could have flipped him, because if he truly thinks about it, it is probably better for his game that Taylor goes out right here. Not probably, I'm pretty sure it's better for his game that Taylor goes out right here. But it just goes to show you how, one, don't try and be a mastermind if you don't have the social capital. Brittany has never had the social capital to try and be the seed planter or the manipulator. Like, people see through it so much. On top of not having the social capital, she doesn't have the subtlety to do it. She's like a freaking wrecking ball. Like, she is not subtle enough to try and persuade somebody. She never has been. And I mean, I don't know where the delusion comes from that she thinks she can, especially with Turner. She tried this multiple times and it's backfired every time with him. But she's like, maybe the third time's a charm, mostly because she knows that it would be better for her get his game. But she's not approaching him in a way. You really think tricking him into keeping one of his closest allies would have been the better plan? Tricking him as opposed to being fully honest, approaching him together, saying, hey, Monty and Taylor are clearly a duo. We know you are close with Monty. Why not remove the Taylor threat so that he is now fully yours? Plus, or even Alyssa going to him by herself, like shoring up that friendship, not in a threatening fashion, but being in a, we can get Taylor out. Me, you, and Brittany can take out Monty, or me, you, and Monty can take out Brittany. Like, any of the ways other than this, I feel like could have worked. So many of the ways.
I should have, at the very least, should have. I mean, really, this one also should have worked. Really, any of them should have worked. But yeah, there are definitely much more effective ways of doing this, I think, than to try to be like, nah, you should totally give a sympathy vote. She says, so you're not planning to give her a sympathy vote? And he's like, I don't know. I don't plan on it. And she's like, well, you know, it doesn't matter to me because, you know, I'm not voting her to stay anyway. When I talk to her, she feels 100% that she has your vote. And I feel so bad, you know, like, I don't know, maybe if you give her that sympathy vote, she'd be like an advocate for you in the jury house. Maybe there's something to think about. And he's just like, yeah, I'll think about it.
Because he just wants her to stop talking. Like, and this is another thing, like, how disliked do you have to be by a person for them to be like, I am severely weakening my chance at 750K because you annoy me so much? Because that is exactly what's happened. Turner never wants to be on Britney's side in any way, shape, or form, even when it benefits his game more than hers. Benefits his game more than hers because he dislikes her that much. Like, ooh, think about that. Remember, Big Brother is a social game. Like, people remember Big Brother is a social game. People have to like you in order to make these moves happen sometimes, even because we're seeing how making a move in the best interest is still being argued against just because somebody dislikes you. Like, it's crazy. I'm sorry. It was so funny to watch. This conversation was probably the funniest thing to watch because I was like, the moment she talked to him, all of this is just going to blow up. And it's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That is exactly what happened. Brittany's going to go to Alyssa and tell her, hey, Turner is still not voting for you. And I was like, okay, well, let's talk about this tomorrow. And Turner's going to go to Monty and Taylor and say, you'll never guess what Brittany just tried to do. She just tried to get me to vote you out, Taylor. I'm like, oh my God. Typical Brittany. And he's like, yeah, it just pissed me off that she was trying to use my friendship with Alyssa against me. They're both f-ing annoying me so much. I can't believe them. Can't believe them trying to get me to do the clearly right move for my game. It's so annoying. Yep. Man.
As he's telling Monty and Taylor, I think it is truly dawning on him, like, wait a minute. Like, I should be, like, just
he's explaining to a full on showmance right now.
Like, why? Like, it is kind of the funny. He's like, yeah, I think she thinks that if we get rid of Taylor, then me and her and Alyssa could then get you out, Monty. Or, like, you know, yeah, just, I don't understand. She wants me to break you two up. Like, it's the funniest thing. Like, I do not like her. They're both annoying me. And like, it truly looked like he was just thinking, he finally like thought about it. I was like, that might've actually been a good idea. But he's sitting there talking to those two and they're like, oh my God. They're like, oh, Taylor, we're so sorry again. Like, Taylor, how do you feel? And Taylor's just like, I feel so bad. I truly feel really bad for Taylor. You know, I don't want to move away from this conversation, but like, she had just spent that whole entire, morning. She spent the first part of her morning after she was done with her activities with Monty talking to Brittany in the bathroom about like how, like, you know, last week they rehashed some of the Michael stuff from last week, but she resubmitted, like, it doesn't matter. All we got to do is get to the end. She's like, we need a win and we can get to the end. And it really seemed like Brittany, like, she was reeling Brittany back in. Like, it truly felt like she was reeling them back in, you know. They made up with a hug and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool. But just the rest of the day, Alyssa was doing what she needed to do. And Alyssa had Brittany spiraling more and more. And once Brittany did this, had that talk with Turner in the storage room, I was like, okay, so Brittany is truly willing to cut Taylor here. And she said a thing to Alyssa, like, in my gut, like, I don't know. I just have to listen to my gut. And my gut is telling me I can trust you more than I can trust Taylor. And I don't know why. I'm just like, okay, Brittany. Okay. Get some antacid because your gut is lying to you. But whatever. It's cool. Whatever. You know, it's not going to happen. Thank God. Yeah. Because Turner dislikes you so much.
This is such a mess of a week, right? Like, between the way that Monty handled Brittany to begin with, right? Like, yeah, that was atrocious. Then the way that Brittany is doing the right thing for her game for the entirely wrong reasons, and then doing it really poorly. And then Turner, who is doing the absolute like worst possible move for himself. Like Brittany is presenting him with a golden gift on a golden platter. And he's like, I'd prefer not. could you imagine there was so much crap was given to like Cliff and Nicole, for example, in season 21 at their final five, where they had a very difficult decision between Tommy and Holly, and ultimately the way that it plays out probably wouldn't have even mattered in the first place, but very difficult decision. They get tons of crap for that. This is like if Cliff had decided to evict Nicole in that position. That's Turner evicting Alyssa when he has the ability to evict Taylor instead. It is wild. It is one of the worst final five decisions I can remember ever happening in the history of Big Brother. It's very, very bad. And not only is he making such a bad, like, actual game decision, he's also doing terrible jury management in the process. It's very, very bad. It's just like every single one of these players is just like completely dropping the ball. Even Alyssa, like, should have been throwing Turner under the bus to get Turner on the block next to her, because then she would have had a much better chance of staying. You know, I would say again, similar to last week, like, I think Taylor is playing the most sound game. And even there, it's like, probably she should have been a little more on top of Brittany, but like, you know, it's just like, you know,
it's how much can you truly, truly, genuinely say, like, it's us, we're ride or die, you know, I'm taking you to the final two. Like, it should not be Taylor's job to babysit Brittany. However, Brittany lost her babysitter. Mike was her babysitter. Mike was the one who would sit there and just let her ramble and scramble and talk and just sit there and be like that. He's gone. She doesn't have that person. She's looking for that person. None of these people want to be that person for her. They all wanted her out, really, truly. Taylor, the least of those people, but they've all basically wanted her out and they can't get her out. And now, you know, she, again, you were saying, like she said, oh, people are talking to me after I won the veto. Or who's the main person talk to you now that you have the veto? Alyssa? Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, it's just truly very funny to watch. This is like the most like funny final five, I feel like, in a minute, because it's just none of this makes sense. Everybody's going up against their best interest. My girl should likely be safe. So that's all I truly care about at this point, I guess. Like, it doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense, y'all.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Monty says to Taylor and Turner, like, hey, we know we next week we can't miss that target. Taylor nods, but she nods. And so this is the biggest question left, right? Now that Taylor has been told that Brittany is trying to get her out, she's been told Brittany's been doing all kinds of stuff before. And she said to the cameras before, I don't care.
She doesn't care
what she does. I don't need to trust her to need her in the game.
Exactly.
I'm assuming that that still holds. I'm assuming that the makeout sessions with Monty, where she captures his soul and he unleashes a snake, have not changed her mind either. My read on Taylor in this moment is that she's giving the like the fake, like, oh yeah, of course we need to get up. But I think that, you know, the question is, could that change knowing now that Brittany is trying to take her out? I think not, but certainly something to track as we move forward into the final four.
Yeah, I think at this point right now with Taylor just getting that information, like right before she went to bed, I think it was more hurt. So I think she has to like reevaluate, because like everybody who's kind of mad about this whole situation with her and Monty, you truly, truly have to understand the journey that this house has put her in under 71 days. Like, it seems like every time she thinks she has an ally, somebody then comes to her face and like, no, they've been talking about you behind your back, like every single time. And you know, and that's what was happening with Joseph too. Like when they came back from Direfest, everybody made it their mission to just throw Joseph under the bus to her for like just to see her suffer. Like, I still don't know why, like a few weeks, like for the past few weeks, they've been trying to like smear Joseph to her. So like, she is like in a very like vulnerable position where she doesn't know who to trust. And in the whole thing with Monty is they've spent the last 2 to 3 weeks together with Big Brochella, like just together. He's apologized for his actions at least 3 times. That's a big thing people are talking about right now. And at this point, let her get some if she wants to get some. I think the biggest thing for her with the Brittany situation is now the person that I truly think that she's had her back for at least 68 days, like that she's like always wanted to ride with, is now she's being told that even that person wants to vote her out. Like, I don't know what my mental health state would be at 71 days like that. Not saying that Taylor's is diminished or anything like that, because I still think she's been saying to the cameras like, oh, I'm ice cold. And to me, that feels like she's still willing to cut Monty and all of that. But I can definitely see the walls come up for her. Like, just put those walls up, Taylor, for the next 2 weeks for everybody. Everybody can get it. Just take it so that you can have the best shot at final two. Because I would just be so done at this point. I would truly be so done at this point to hear that my final ally is also saying that she would be willing to vote me out. And because the reasons are because I guess she doesn't like the current HOH. Like, I just feel bad for her. I truly do. But I think she's a stronger person. I think she's a really strong person. And I think that she is handling this way better than I think a lot of people would in this situation.
Oh, I definitely think so.
Yeah.
I think that for me, I think that Taylor, I would say 100% takes Brittany over Monty to the final two.
Yes.
The tougher question is where she might consider another option is, what if Turner wins the HOH next week, or tonight, I should say, and then she has to decide between Monty and Brittany at the final four.
Yeah.
Knowing that Brittany is so wishy-washy, I don't think that she can trust that Brittany definitely takes her to the final two over Turner, especially with his terrible jury management. In fact,
I
would go as far as to say, knowing what we know, that Brittany probably has a better chance to beat Turner than Taylor at this point because of how poorly he's played. Think about Alyssa going to the jury house tonight or tomorrow, telling them, yeah, Turner sucks. He was so afraid to tell me that he was voting me out that he refused to do it in the house. And then had to do it in his goodbye message. He said he couldn't go against what the House wanted. He's just does anything that Monty tells him to. And he voted me out over Taylor. Like, what an idiot. He's just a Monty puppet. Like Alyssa, who is his closest ally, the closest person to him in the mm-hmm. game other than Kyle. And you know, Kyle's not going to be the best of advocates, I would assume. So that's her message going into the jury house. I think Turner is going to be totally slandered, especially from people like Jasmine, who is already anti-Turner. I don't know how Joseph feels, but I don't think Joseph was loving Turner out in Dyerfest by the end. So
yeah, not if he has a choice between Turner or Monty and Taylor.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Turner and Brittany. But I do think that, like, you know, at this point, I think that I still think Turner beats Brittany. Let's be clear. But I think mm-hmm. that Taylor more soundly beats Brittany than Turner does. And I don't think it's close. So with that in mind, if you're Taylor, maybe you start to think, can I even trust Brittany to take me? I take out Monty at 4, then if Turner wins, he'll take Brittany over me, mm-hmm. surely. Like, he knows he can beat Brittany. And Brittany may even take Turner, so I might have to win. Whereas if I keep Monty, then if I win, I'm good. If he wins, he brings me and I have a chance at least, which is maybe the truth. I do think that while Taylor would definitely still take Brittany to Final 2, this particular situation could theoretically impact a decision being made at the Final 4.
I completely agree. I think everybody's dream scenario is Monty, Taylor, and Brittany get to Final 3. Taylor wins HOH, cuts Monty, takes Brittany, wins the game. I don't see that happening. Like, the road to just the Final 3 of them, it's so hard. You know, it would basically be dependent on Turner not winning one of two competitions. And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at this point, even if Turner doesn't win the HOH and say Taylor wins the HOH, mm-hmm. Brittany wins the veto. From Brittany's perspective, it does make more sense to take out Monty over Turner at this
Monty,
point.
Monty, exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't think we're getting that 3 at all, unfortunately. And that's what I've been thinking about all day, like, from each person's point of view. Like, for me, I think Taylor has a good shot to make Final 3, but she no longer has a shot for her dream Final 3 scenario because of Brittany.
I think there's still a shot, of course. Like, there are still scenarios.
If
Turner doesn't win HOH and yep. Taylor wins the veto, then she gets to evict Turner. That's perfect. If Brittany wins the HOH, then she might have to let Taylor be the vote, and then Taylor could evict Turner. If Brittany really wanted to play fast and loose, she could let Turner have, I don't think she would let Turner have the vote. She could maybe let Monty have the vote and force Monty to evict Turner over Taylor. But I think she probably just lets Taylor have the vote because she wants to ensure that at least one of those guys is out, which would ensure that Turner is the one that leaves instead of Monty. So those two situations would still be fine. But those are really like the only two, I think, at this point.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I just don't know why Brittany, like, I know why Brittany is doing this, but I also don't know why Brittany is doing this in the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of get it. It's like, oh, you want to keep Alyssa because Alyssa is probably the only person you can, like, beat in the Final 2 scenario. But if Alyssa stays in the house over Taylor, how do you think you're getting to that Final 2 scenario? Because Alyssa is now a way bigger goat than Brittany is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they manage to trick Turner into accidentally voting out Taylor and it's Monty, Brittany, Turner, and Alyssa, I feel like Brittany is saying, I need to win out. Like, she's forcing herself to win out or she's banking on Alyssa to win a competition, which anybody can win a competition. That's not a thing. But it's like, you are now saying, I need to comp out because you are gone at 4. Like, if she doesn't win a HOH or veto, she's gone at 4. Like, there's there's no way versus Alyssa, if she's on the block versus Alyssa at four, is she staying? When, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, I get it. I think I get it if she had did it in a good way, but yeah. Now that it's not going to happen and Turner is like adamant, all she's doing is just sinking her game with Taylor. But then I don't know. It's just so much.
I mean, I think it made the most sense when it was convincing Turner to go against Monty. And then it was the three of them against Monty. Right. Mm-hmm. It still makes sense in the sense that like Brittany knows she can't beat anybody. Alyssa's the best person she has a chance to beat in the end. Like as a full Hail Mary desperation play, it makes her path to the end worse, but a chance to win better. Even if she's able to trick Turner into doing it, but then he's still aligned with Monty. But it's a much worse situation if she tricks Turner. And Monty is still cool with Turner after the fact. So
yeah,
the fact that was her go-to, I think was absolutely a mistake.
Yeah, it's just so funny. Like this truly does feel like a Final Four where it's like the scenarios are jumping out, even when we have a showman kind of sitting right there. Too.
I mean, every single person has a scenario where they leave, right? Mm-hmm. Brittany winning HOH, Turner winning veto, Taylor leaves. We already talked about Monty leaving. We've talked about Turner leaving. Of course, plenty of scenarios where Brittany leaves. If she doesn't win HOH and then Monty or Turner win veto, Brittany's gone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really completely up in the air here. I probably will. I'll stream today, twitch.tv/Jared Armstrong. I will probably go over all of the different ways that different people can leave, and maybe we'll try to figure out who's most likely to go here at four. But you know, it's what a wild ride we have been on and that we are in for.
I'm stunned. I'm too stunned to speak. It truly is. I really thought this is a short update, but I also thought we weren't going to have much to talk about, but there was a lot. I thought there was some really good, like scrambling gameplay happening last night. Like it really did kind of feel like a roller coaster watching the feeds, you know, for me.
I will say, like, for as bad as the gameplay has been this week, there's been gameplay this week. Yeah. Like for as much as people are dogging on Brittany, I'm like, look at Brittany go. Like most people mm-hmm. in Brittany's position are just waiting around to go to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Brittany is just for as bad as she is at it, like, I am very grateful that we've got somebody who's just like willing to take any shot necessary. Mm-hmm. It's definitely made for a more exciting week, here for sure.
It was really funny. I started on the high of the morning. Well, not as high as Monty and Taylor, but the high of just like, oh, Taylor's reeling Brittany back in to Brittany and Alyssa just chatter, chatter, chatter. Taylor does this. Da-da-da-da. I trust you more. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. Don't panic. To like Alyssa and Turner's talk. I'm like, okay, I think Turner's okay, but let's keep going. To then Turner and Brittany's like, oh yeah, well, Brittany is just overly aggressive in this conversation. There's no way that Turner doesn't see right through this. To eventually, yep, Turner sees right through this, runs back to Monty and Taylor, assures his vote for Taylor. And I'm like, oh, thank God I can breathe again. You know, like it was all of that, all of the emotions. But I'm very excited and very scared to see who wins HOH tonight, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge difference, you know, and I feel like most of the time, you know, the HOH really is just like a safety thing for the most part. But this mm-hmm. this really, like, the HOH is not just safety. It also very much changes who each person evicts. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a very important one. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Mari?
Yes, a few things. First off, Monty and Taylor teaching Turner and Alyssa spades. That was interesting. That was very interesting. I am on record for not knowing strategically how to play spades. I think both Chappelle and Puya have come for me for that. I don't care. People know I am on the record. I will not play spades in any social gathering because people take it way too seriously. but secondly, like I've been tweeting it for the past 2 days. I can't believe y'all have me on here. Like, I'm not defending Monty. Like, I am not defending Monty. We have gone over this time and time again. He said some very bad things at the beginning of the game. Very disparaging things against Taylor at the beginning of the game. He showed his whole ass several times, excuse my language, at the beginning of the game. He then apologized. Metaphorically. You know, he's apologized a few times to Taylor on a couple occasions, like when he was HOH during Big Brochella. And, you know, other people are trying to assess how genuine those apologies are. Whatever. I don't care. He then went back to talking really recklessly about Taylor with Terrence. And it was very the Kevin Samuels of it all. If you know, you know. It was very disturbing to hear. Terrence leaves. Monty is, you know, no longer saying those things. My biggest thing is we have to give agency to Taylor for deciding what she wants to do with her body, who she wants to do with it, and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she does not know what we know. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't know what we know. So, like, trying to guess what's going to happen outside of here. Oh my God. Will they be together? Oh my God. Look at Joseph. What about Joseph? Oh, poor Joseph. She played Joseph. Her and Joseph were never a thing. You know, they decided that they'll see what happens outside. I'm pretty sure that's the same thing with Monty. Like, y'all calm down. Like, truly just calm down. Like, even with the Kyle and Alyssa of it all, I've never been like, oh, she's so horrible. Why is she doing it? It's more just been like, 10 seconds is funny. Like, you deserve more within that 10 seconds, Alyssa. But like, it's just kind of like, guys, these are real people. Like, it's really funny to be like, oh, the Jaylers versus the Montes. And, you know, it's really funny. But like, these are like real people. And they're making decisions based on their perceptions. And they've been locked away for 71 days, not including the time before that. Like, of course, when they come out, there's going to be a lot of stuff to process. Let them process that. Like, it's really not that serious. Like, I feel like people are making this way serious than it truly, truly should be. And I shouldn't be on here like having to say that. And just because like, I'm saying like, you know, let Taylor do her, that does not mean I like Monty. I think Chappelle said it really well last night. Like, he has been so just really bad when it comes to like behind her back. And I hope that even he gets out and realizes like the extent of what has happened and owes her an even fully rounded apology where he knows, you know, more of what to apologize for and maybe to speak with her about it and stuff like that. But it's like, can we just breathe for a second? Can we just enjoy the rest of the summer? It's not that serious.
There you go. Well said. all right. Well, I think that's then what we have for you today.
Yes.
As we head into tonight. So final update, as of right now, Taylor will be staying in the game. Theoretically, there's still a little bit of room for this to change. I think primarily, again, the blossoming showmance between Taylor and Monty could be the thing that changes Turner's mind if he were to find out about it, but very unlikely at this point. The amount of time remaining is very small. They did not stay in bed together all night this time, so even less reason for concern. I think very likely at this point that Taylor will be staying. In an HOH competition tonight, either on the episode or not, right? We're going to find out who wins, and we will see where we go from there. Yeah. I will be live on Twitch today watching the challenge finale from last night, so you can check that out. And then also talking about the stock watch and trying to make the predictions about what might happen here at the Final Four. So make sure you tune in there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I also was live yesterday with a cooking stream. If you want to check that out, the VOD is still up. New Among Us video is going to drop today before the episode when I go live to watch the episode tonight. It's one of my favorites. So check it out. There's love is blooming in the Among Us game. So check all that out. Of course, again, the episode tonight, I'll be live on Twitch watching it. And then afterwards, we'll be here on Rob as a Podcast to recap what goes down. And then tomorrow morning, back again, 11 a.m. Eastern to update on everything that happens today on the and tonight on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. Also check out the House of the Dragon coverage happening over on Post Show Recaps. Had a very great conversation about the latest episode there on the Book Club podcast. So check that out as well. Mari, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two like the number two. You can find me every week with the amazing Matt Scott on the Wrestling Wrap Up podcast, where we break down the highlights of the week in wrestling. You can go and subscribe to that by going to robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed. We're also on the YouTube at the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube page. So definitely go check us out there, because then you get like all the pretty pictures of people in their wrestling tights. And then, of course, every Tuesday, me and Sarah Carradine bring True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP on Crime Scene. This week, we just dropped the House of Hammer episode, also featuring Mr. Matt Scott. It was a doozy of an episode. So go subscribe to Crime Scene by going to robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed. We are also on Twitter at Crime Scene RHAP. That's at Crime S-E-E-N R-H-A-P. And we're on Instagram. So Instagram at Crime Scene Podcast on Instagram. And, you know, I think the lesson that I'm going to take away from today is, fellas, get you some beard oil. Always keep that thing on you, I would definitely say.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.